Kia ora, talofa, malelei, bula and welcome to Season 9, Episode 7 of Breakfast Bites by TableForDigital.com. A wrap of Pacifica People sports news on a sunny and bright Tuesday morning, 9 April 2024. Coming to you with tons of anisi from the 180th Meridian in the middle of the Blue Continent. In rugby, it was double Kiwi delight as the curtain came down on a sensational Cathay HSBC Hong Kong Sevens in front of a 40,000-strong sellout crowd on Sunday. New Zealand beat USA 36-7 in the women's final to top the series standings with one tournament remaining in Singapore. Australia beat France 24-21 for bronze. Meanwhile, the All Black Sevens won the men's final 10-7 against France for their first SVNS title of the season. Ireland beat Australia 14-5 for bronze. In the women's semi-finals, Australia went down to New Zealand 28-14, while USA beat France 19-5, and in the men's semis, France beating Ireland 26-10, and New Zealand beat Australia 26-7. Fiji beat South Africa 33-14, and Fijiana beat Canada 19-15, so both finished in fifth place. Argentina, smarting from not making the cup competition in the mother of all rugby sevens tournaments, whacked Samoa 42-0 for ninth place. In football, Liverpool were held to a damaging 2-2 draw by Manchester United as they handed the initiative to Arsenal in the Premier League title race, while Tottenham moved into fourth place with a 3-1 win over Nottingham Forest on Monday morning. Tottenham's 3-1 win over Nottingham Forest moves them above Aston Villa on goal difference, and also they hold a game in hand in the race to qualify for the Champions League via a top four finish. This after Aston Villa drew 3-3 with Brentford. In sports biz, last Friday night an average of 14.2 million people tuned in to a thrilling NCAA March Madness women's basketball semifinal between Iowa and UConn, which easily broke all established records and more, becoming the most watched college basketball game on ESPN ever, college or pro, men's or women's. Viewership on the final is yet to be confirmed, but expected to pass 16 million, all of which has left experts across the women's basketball industry wondering, were people perhaps right to criticize the US $920 million bundle signed in January with Disney, that values the women's basketball tournament at $65 million annually, twice its previous price? In rugby league, South Sydney coach Jason Demetrio is facing what is almost a win-or-get-sacked game against Cronulla next week as the Rabbitohs' horror run of form threatens his job. After a woeful 34-4 loss to the New Zealand Warriors last Saturday, there are multiple reports of just how close Rabbitohs directors are to swinging the axe. The Daily Telegraph reports the situation will come to a head if Souths lose to the Sharks next week, a game where they'll be without superstar fullback Latrell Mitchell following his three-week striking ban. In WWE wrestling, The Rock has made his long-awaited return to pro wrestling, helping cousin Roman Reigns prevail over Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins in the night one main event of WrestleMania 40. Involved in his first true match since WrestleMania 29 some 11 years ago, the 51-year-old was in incredible physical condition as expected at a jam-packed open-air Lincoln Financial Field, home of the NFL's Philadelphia Eagles. And that's a wrap. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons below if you want to receive more Pacifica sports highlights on Breakfast Bites. Mahalo and ka kite. For TableForDigital.com, I'm Kalden Kamea, thanking you all too much for all your love and support.